Rave Radio. With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to our Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Steph Beckett hosting this episode, and joining me is Monty McGuire from Joan. First of all, how you doing, Monty?
I am doing great today, Steph. How are you?
Doing well. I know this is kind of your first one of these, and I hope I haven't scared you too bad so far.
I don't scare easy, but a little nervous maybe.
No, it's going to be great. So first of all, let's start with an easy one. Why don't you tell everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do at Joan?
Wow. So I am the Senior VP of the Americas for Joan, and I'm responsible for helping grow the Joan product line in the Americas. And, I've been in the AV industry, for over 20 years. And so I know a lot of people, and I have a lot of old customers out there, and I'm hoping that this interview will kind of gain some traction with Joan. And I know we're going to talk about Infocom, and I hope they'll come by and see us at Infocom.
Yeah, exactly. So tell everyone a little bit about what Joan does. Joan is pretty well known in our industry as a room scheduling platform, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to say we're probably the most well-known, efficient, elegant room scheduling platform, on the market. We have a lot of customers. We've been in the U.S. for about 7 years now, and we have a lot of very, very loyal customers here in the U.S. and globally as well. But I think one thing that we're doing at Infocom this year is we're taking that room scheduling platform, and we're becoming more known as a workplace management solution. And maybe that's where you're going with your next question.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me what that means, is moving into workplace management, because that is so much less specific than a room scheduling platform is. Like, workplace management is everything. It's end to end, right?
Well, absolutely. And I think, a lot of companies out there today, especially in this hybrid work environment, they're really looking to figure out a way to be more flexible and more efficient in their workplace environment. And so that's where we're really poised to help, because we will still have room scheduling, but, desk or hoteling, is a very hot topic today. And we have a solution for that in our workplace management platform. We also have visitor check-in, as well as asset tracking, if you will, like parking management and other assets that you can move into this workplace platform. And then we also have workplace digital signage, as well as some analytics, some AI analytics on the back end that will help customers make good decisions in their workplace environment.
Exactly. So tell me a little bit about what the analytics can tell someone so that they can make those better decisions.
It can be very detailed. It really kind of depends upon what that customer wants. But, it will show you kind of who your power users are, who's booking rooms the most, where are the ghost meetings, and those meetings that have been, on your calendar for months or even years. I had a customer not that long ago said that meeting has been on our calendar since 2017. And we need to get rid of it, right? And nobody attends it anymore. So those are ghost meetings. And just due to our analytics, we can kind of help show where those ghost meetings are taking place and remove them from the calendar. And then also it'll show what rooms are being used the most and being used the least to make better decisions about the technology or your meeting space. So, they can all become more efficient and, used better.
Absolutely. So let's say that I am a Joan customer, that I really like using Joan, but I am more comfortable maybe using a different hardware solution. Is this possible for me?
Yeah, and that's a good question. We really have, Steph, we become kind of more, I'm going to call it hardware agnostic, because we do realize that many companies have invested thousands of dollars in room scheduling hardware. But if they're not happy with that GUI or the user interface, right, or they're not getting the analytics that they want, then they can use our software on their hardware. Crestron, ProDBX, iPads, et cetera, we found that we work very well on all of those.
Perfect. I love that you guys are a little bit more agnostic for those people that are kind of used to, you know, just the interface of a different piece of hardware. Next question, I'm kind of interested because you guys also have a 13-inch e-paper, and e-paper has become very big in the meeting room space as well. Did you want to talk a little bit about, one, what this product is, and two, how it can be used in the meeting room space to kind of save everyone on their energy bill?
Yeah, so e-paper technology is extremely energy efficient. All of our displays can run off of battery, and they run over Wi-Fi. Now, we do have a PoE mounting bracket, if you will, that if people really just want to continue using PoE, they can. But, you know, Steph, even at that, our e-paper technology is like 95 to 98% more energy efficient than your traditional, you know, room scheduling display. So for those companies that are looking at becoming more sustainable and more energy efficient, e-paper is the way to go. And the beautiful thing about the 13 Pro, it's a nice 13-inch display. You can use it as, you know, the CEO's, you know, the naming of his office. You can use it in your executive boardroom. Or if you have multiple rooms on a floor, the 13 Pro will actually allow you to look at multiple schedules, multiple rooms on a floor. So it's big enough that, you know, you get a lot of information off of it.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about where you guys are going to be at InfoComm. If I'm on the show floor, how can I come find you guys and see all of this?
Well, we will be at the Exertus Almo booth. They are our sole distributor here in the U.S. and we'll be in booth 1615, I believe. I'll be there. So please, all of my, again, AV family, and I do have family in this business. Wow. All of my AV family and friends come by and say hi. And I have a lot of old customers out there that if you're interested in kind of learning what we do and how we do it and why we might be a good fit to help improve the efficiency in your workplace, come see me.
Perfect. And last question I have for you is, where can people find more information about Joan? And it's kind of a two-part question. And if they are interested in using your products, buying your products, would they have to go through Almo? How can they do that?
Yeah, so a couple of options there. First off, it's www.getjoan, G-E-T-J-O-A-N, getjoan.com. There are places where you can contact info at GetJoan, sales at GetJoan, or you can also, of course, contact your Exertus Almo representative, and you can engage them. And then if you need to see a presentation or a demo, either they can do it or I'll jump on a call with you and do it. So many, many different ways to get information about our product.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Monty. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you at InfoComm.
And Steph, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching. This has been another episode of Rants and Raves, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Cool. Bye-bye. Rave, rave, rave. With Rants and Raves.